Herzlich willkommen bei dieser neuen Folge von Books of Wonder. Wir freuen uns, dass du wieder eingeschaltet hast und hoffen, dass diese Folge dich inspiriert, ermutigt, Neues zu lesen oder deine Langeweile verstreichen lässt. Viel Spaß! Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu dieser neuen Folge von Books of Wonder, heute mit einem ganz besonderen Gast, denn der italienische Schriftsteller Davide Morosinotto ist zu uns ans Gymnasium gekommen und wir dürfen ihn heute interviewen.
Das Interview wird auf Englisch stattfinden. Okay, starten wir gleich mit der ersten Frage. Did you like to read stories as a child?
Yes, I was a great reader as a child. I don't come from a family that was very rich or with parents that worked a lot with books. They were normal people doing other jobs. But both my parents are avid readers. And my house was full of books and I started to pick them up. The first one I picked up was Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. And it became my favorite immediately. I read it like 100 times. And from now on, it was like reading every day.
And did you have a preferred author as a child?
Many of them, because I started reading a lot. And so I had many favorite authors. At your age, my favorite was Stephen King. My mother told me it wasn't right for my age, and she was right, so I started stalling his books from our house scaffolds, and I fall in love. Stephen King writes terrible horror books, so I stopped sleeping for years, but yeah, It was my favorite novel when I was in seventh grade.
Did you always want to get an author?
I started writing when I was more or less your age. And it's normal. All my colleagues now usually start around 6th or 7th grade. I decided I wanted to be a writer in 7th grade. So it was my dream. I'm very lucky.
And which was the first book you've published?
Okay, I started. I decided I would have become a writer in seventh grade. I started writing immediately, and it's a very long process. In order to be good enough and in order to start, you need a lot of patience, and you must know that you will meet a lot of failures in your way. So I wrote dozens of novels that weren't published. When I was 27, I published my first novel because I won an award. The award was from a very important publishing house, so they published my novel, and I was like, wow, now I'm a successful writer. The book was a complete disaster. It sold 100 copies, and my father bought like 80 of them because he wanted to encourage me. So a complete disaster, and you can't find that book anymore now. It was called, it was a fantasy novel. It was called in Italian La Corsa della Bilancia, the scale running, probably. Or in German. Okay, I don't know if the registration arrived because it was.
Das Wettrennen der Waage.
Okay, and not a great story, not a great book, completely forgotten. My first successful book, that is Die Mississippi Bande, was my 32nd published novel. So a lot of work before finding a good one.
Which of your books do you like best?
Also, as a reader, I prefer the books I read in difficult moments of life, because they... Books can help us when we find difficulties or problems. And that's the same as a writer. So the book I wrote in the worst time of my life is my favorite, called Shi Yu. It's about a Chinese pirate. The most important pirate of all the history of mankind was this young girl that became a pirate chief with thousands and thousands of pirates in her crew. And I wrote that book during the COVID pandemic, and in Italy was really serious stuff. We were in, we had to stay in home for months, and we were all very worried. And so that book really saved my life, and that's my favorite.
Okay, now we're going to talk about your newest book about Greta Grimaldi. And how did you get the idea to write her story, or the story of Kaspar Hauser?
I didn't know anything of Kaspar Hauser. And one day, a friend of mine, she told me, have you ever heard of the story of this young German boy? And for me, the name was complete blankness. So, you know, I opened Wikipedia and looked for him and read the short Wikipedia description. And I told her, oh, wow, that's great. I have to write a novel about it. And she said to me, oh, but there are several novels about Kaspar Hauser. And I said, OK, let's start reading all of them. And I get quite obsessed by this story. And after a while, I decided that, yes, there are a lot of books about Kaspar Hauser, but I wanted to do also my version of the story.
Did you come to Nuremberg for the research?
Yes. It's not mandatory to visit the places you set your story into, because sometimes you can just work with books. As you know, Nuremberg has been almost completely destroyed during the Second World War, so many places I described aren't there anymore. The big, sorry for my German, I don't speak German, but the big part of the book is set in a hotel, it's called Bayerischer Hof, and it doesn't exist anymore. There are, it's not like it was at the time, and so, you know, you have to work with documents. But coming to Nuremberg has been very quick to find material, because I worked with the, sorry for the German, Stadtarchiv, where an expert helped me so much. And of course you can, you know, go to the castle and visit the pits and say, okay, this is a good place for a scene of my book and that kind of stuff. Or Dutzendeich.
Dutzendeich.
That in the 18th century was a very important place for picnic, and so I visited it and said, okay, it's a very good place for picnics.
And have you been to Nuremberg before? You've heard of Kaspar Hauser?
Nope. I came here because I was doing research and I was already working in the book. I visited a lot of German cities, but Nuremberg wasn't in the list.
How did you do your research?
Of course, reading is the most important part. Usually I divide my research into two blocks, the fiction and non-fiction part. Non-fiction part is, you know, reading books that are titled like Nuremberg in 18th century, or the Kaspar Hauser story explained by doctors, and where you learn facts that you will use in your story. In example, I found a touristic guide of Nuremberg of 18th century, and there was two chapters about the Dutzendeich. They, in this chapter, were described the paths, the hotels, the guest houses, and so I followed the description in my book. They are accurate. And the other part, the fiction part, is simply reading stories that can help you with yours. So stories set in Germany or in the right time, or stories about Kaspar Hauser, or stories that are like my story is a mystery story. And so I read like 30 or 40 novels of a French writer. He is called Georges Simenon, because Maigret is one of the most wonderful detective of all times. And so I said, okay, I want that my detective is a bit like Maigret, the Simenon detective, and I read like 30 novels of him.
Okay, our last question is, when researching, what did you impress the most?
The history of Kaspar Hauser is still a mystery. A lot of people studied and tried to find documents, and we made DNA exams and a lot of research, but a lot of things are still completely mysterious, and nobody knows how the things went. Here in Nuremberg, I had the chance to see Kaspar Hauser drawings, and they are very strange, because some of them are very beautiful, accurate, and he seems like a professional painter, while others are horrible, like children trying to draw something for the very first time. And they were done in the same time, a couple of months of difference. So you ask yourself how it's possible that the same person knows how to draw or doesn't at the same time. And it was really strange to see, and it left me full of questions.
Then thank you very much for the interview. It was very interesting.
Das war's für heute. Wir hoffen, es hat euch gefallen und ihr seid beim nächsten Podcast wieder dabei. Bis dahin, bleibt lesefröhlich!